Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Glenn Hussman, who's president and CEO of Tandis, and we're talking at Greenbuild, the first day of the show. Glenn, how you doing?
Good.
Great to be with you. Actually, a nice-looking booth here. One of the things that I was looking forward to this interview, because a lot of people here are talking mostly about their green message. You certainly have your green message, but you actually have some new products to talk about at this show. I know at Neocon this year, you rolled out a hybrid resilient that won a gold award. Talk a little bit about that product.
Yeah, our PowerBond product, we don't like to call it carpeting. It's a hybrid resilient soft surface product. And we did win the gold award for a resilient flooring product at the show from a design standpoint. We were very proud of that. PowerBond with welded seams, vinyl backing, closed cell cushion, so softness underfoot, excellent indoor air quality. Welded seams provides impermeable surface, so you get all of the great performance of a hard surface resilient product, and then of course all the benefits from the soft surface face construction of the product also. So we're having some really good traction and a lot of interest. That particular award really opens up a new product category for us and a lot of new space for us. We're very excited about it.
Now, PowerBond has been around for a long time, so what's different about this product from what you were doing?
It has been around a long time. I think it's certainly the way that we are taking it to market and the emphasis that we're having on the resilient aspects, the resilient attributes and characteristics of the product, I think are opening up new markets for us. But one of the great sustainability features of PowerBond is its longevity. And as you mentioned, the technology has been around for a long, long time. And it is the only product to win the Invista Sustainability Award. Every time they've given it out, that award is given to installations around the country that have demonstrated to a panel of independent judges the best endurance for aesthetics and the best endurance for performance. PowerBond installations are still in place that have been around for about 35 years. So we marketing and selling the product and really promoting the resilient attributes of the product does open up a new thinking about the product differently. And with another generation of specifiers and another generation of decision makers that may not be familiar with PowerBond, it we're really introducing that generation to a new medium for them to work with.
Okay. Another product that you've been talking about, I think you rolled out this year, is this Genesis Sheath Core Fiber. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, Genesis is, we use Sheath Core technology. I don't know if your audience knows, but we, of course, have a fiber facility. We extrude our own fiber in Calhoun, Georgia. That facility enables us to experiment and innovate with a lot of different types of fiber construction. Working in conjunction with Cargill, we incorporate bio-based material into the core of the product. On the outside of the product, we're able to encapsulate it in nylon so that we're able to incorporate a bio component into the material but maintain the performance and the endurance and everything that we like about nylon in with commercial foot traffic. It's just another area that we are trying to innovate and experiment with different material constructions. And we've partnered with Cargill for the last couple of years on this, have made a lot of progress on it. We're having great success with it and available to any of our customers on a custom basis. But Cargill itself purchased a lot of the product and is very, very excited about it. So for us, our extrusion facility not only provides us with vertical integration with fiber supply, but it also provides a laboratory for us to experiment with different face stock constructions. And this is just an example of that.
Now, two questions that somebody's going to want to know about that product is how do you know about the performance, the durability? And the second one is, what's the ratio of bio-based to petroleum product in, as far as the content?
Well, obviously the product hasn't been out for 30 years, so we are basing all of our wear testing on standard industry testing methods. The bio content, we can vary that. It would be 15% all the way up to, we believe, 35%. Currently, it's around 15% bio component.
Okay, great. Glenn, the last thing I want to ask you about is, I know recently you rolled out this fact that you have third-party certification on your reclamation center. Talk a little bit about why you went with third-party certification.
Really just continuing to follow methodology that Tandis Flooring has been embracing for a long, long time. And we want to give our customers confidence in the environmental claims associated with our products and our processes. So for many, many years, we've used SCS to certify the recycled content of our products, for example. We thought that it would be useful for our customers to also proceed with the same certification for our reclamation process itself. Certified to FTC guidelines for environmental claims and certified by SCS, which we're very familiar with. A very credible organization, and really, it's nothing new. It's really just an extension of third-party certification that we've been embracing for a number of years.
And there's actually a lead tie-in with that, isn't there?
Absolutely. The materials aspect of lead accreditation is tied into our certification of our recycle process also.
All right, Glenn, let me ask you, you're at the show. I know it's still probably, you had a little bit of a warm opening yesterday, but who comes into the show? Is it mostly specifiers, end users? Who are you talking to at this Greenbuild show?
Well, that's certainly who we want to talk to at this show. The decision makers in our industry, in the commercial space, the architects, the interior designers, facilities managers, everybody in that whole group that's looking for ideas and answers for green building, new construction, green building renovation. So that's who we want to talk to for certain. You know, we'll see in terms of the traffic that we get here. It is certainly a good platform for us to communicate with that audience, and we'll see whether or not the trade show attracts that audience. Phoenix was a little disappointing in that regard. I think the economy had something to do with that. Perhaps the location had something to do with that. From a macro standpoint, you know, you have to ask yourself whether or not companies are choosing to spend their money to send their employees to events like this. But that's a macro statement, nothing about this show specifically. Tandis has been a USGBC member since day one. We are passionately supportive of the organization. We continue to add more and more lead accredited professionals in our organization. So we're very optimistic and bullish on the show. Hope that it provides us with a good platform to help our customers. That's really what it's all about. It's not necessarily that we're looking for a platform to scream from the mountaintops. We're looking to help our customers. And if they're choosing to come to USGBC to look for counsel, then we're here to help them.
All right, Glenn, I do have one other question, if you don't mind. I mean, here, you're the president of this organization. A lot of the people I'm talking to at this show aren't running the organization. How are you finding the commercial market right now? We're hearing for the first time, when you start thinking about the end of a recession, that the commercial market is actually seeing life before we're seeing it on the residential side. Is that the experience you're seeing?
Yeah, I think that will absolutely be the case. You know, we've been in the doldrums now for quite some time. I think that what we're likely to experience in nearly all commercial segments is a pent-up demand and need for renovation. You know, and I think that's just driven by the sheer fact that in nearly all commercial sectors, those end users need their facilities to look good. So, you know, we're seeing some optimism out there too. What exact kind of growth rate that means for 2011, that's probably anybody's guess. But I certainly share that sentiment that 2011, we're feeling a heck of a lot better going into 2011 than we did about going into 2010. And, you know, that's all good.
Okay, great, Glenn. Appreciate you spending time with us. Been talking to Glenn Hussman, who's president and CEO of Tandis, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.